Morning Watch, the Crystallization Study of Deuteronomy, Week 11, Aspects of the Church Life Under the Government of God. Monday, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 and 6. Verse 1, "For I do not want you to be ignorant, brothers, that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea." Verse 6, "Now these things occurred as examples to us, that we should not be ones who lust after evil things, even as they also lusted." Acts chapter 7, verses 2 and 3. And he said, "Man, brothers and fathers, listen, the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham while he was in Mesopotamia before he dwelt in Haran, and said to him, 'Come out from your land and from your relatives, and come into the land which I will show you.'" Hosea chapter 11, verses 1 and 4. Verse 1, "When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son." Verse 4, "I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love, and I was to them like those who lift off the yoke on their jaws, and I gently caused them to eat." Ephesians chapter 3, verses 9 to 11, "And to enlighten all that they may see what the economy of the mystery is, which throughout the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things, in order that now to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenlies, the multifarious wisdom of God might be made known through the church, according to the eternal purpose which he made in Christ Jesus, our Lord." Morning Nourishment. In his old administrative arrangement, God chose the children of Israel, the descendants of Abraham, and made them his people as a type of the church. In the Old Testament, the church is not mentioned in plain words. However, there are types that portray the church. The children of Israel, as the chosen people of God, are the greatest collective type of the church, in which we can see that the church is chosen and redeemed by God, enjoys Christ and the Spirit as the life supply, builds God's habitation, inherits Christ as its portion, degrades and is captured, is recovered, and awaits Christ's coming. Today's reading. In Hebrews and 1 Corinthians, Paul points out clearly that what happened to the children of Israel is a type of us. The entire history of Israel is a story of the church. The Bible then contains two histories, the history of Israel and the history of the church. The history of the children of Israel is a type, and the history of the church is the fulfillment of the type. Thus, the entire Bible gives us one revelation, the revelation of God's economy concerning the church. In the Old Testament, we have a type, a picture of God's economy concerning the church, whereas in the New Testament, God's economy concerning the church is fulfilled. Before the New Testament age, that is, before the Lord's incarnation, God had chosen a people on this earth called Israel. Their forefather was Abraham. Then, by Moses' time, at their exodus from Egypt, they became a race that had at least 2 million people. Since then, they have become a type of the church as God's elect in the New Testament. Thus, the Old Testament has a people and the New Testament has a people. These two peoples are a description of one thing that God has done, and this one thing is the accomplishment of God's economy. Before God came to accomplish this economy, He first put out a type, a figure, a shadow. In God's economy, the people of Israel are just a type, a figure, a shadow. Some verses from the New Testament show that the people of Israel are a type of the church. In 1 Corinthians 5, Paul says, "Our Passover, Christ, also has been crucified." After the descendants of Abraham became a people, they eventually fell into the hand of Egypt and its king, Pharaoh. Pharaoh typifies Satan, and Egypt typifies the world. This means that God's chosen people fell into the hand of Satan and Satan's world. So, there was the need of God's salvation to save them. God exercised His salvation to save Israel out of Pharaoh's hand, out of Egypt, and bring them into the wilderness. In the wilderness, God came to be a tabernacle, indicating how He would come to dwell with His people to save them further and further so that they might become God in life and nature, but not in the Godhead. At the end of the New Testament, the Lord Jesus called the degraded church the Great Babylon, the Mystery. Eventually, the outcome of the church is the same as that of Israel. Israel's outcome was to be captured by Babylon. In Revelation 17, the Lord called the degraded church the Great Harlot, the Great Babylon, and the Mother of Harlots. This shows that the church is a fulfillment of the type of Israel. Corporate reading of The Christian Life, Chapter 15, Sections: Living and Walking Under the Crucifixion of Christ, 4. Being conformed to the death of Christ by the power of His resurrection in the fellowship of His sufferings. Paragraphs 1-4.